This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Class 13 of the Kentucky Agriculture Leadership Program is made up of a diverse group of farmers and those in agriculture-related fields. Class member Tyler Gay from Clay County says the program is centered around leadership, skills, and community.
A two-year program designed for young agricultural leaders and people in the agribusiness. It helps teach leadership skills, but it also focuses on your community, state, your nation, and it just focuses on being part of each of those communities.
Gay says class 13 is quite diverse.
We have equipment salesmen, we have row croppers, people in the wood industry, that'll be me, with, you know, logging, saw baling, and stuff like that. And we have other people that are dairy farmers. It's just a really wide range of people in the group.
He adds the diversity is an advantage for the class.
That gives us different perspectives. You know, if all of us look at the same problem, we're each going to come at it from a different point of view, and that helps with the conversation and expands our understanding of the topic.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Okay, here's your final question.
It's so exciting.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Name something Hopkinsville is famous for.
Wheat.
That's correct.
That's correct.
In fact, Christian County is the leading wheat-producing county in the state of Kentucky.
Incredible.
With amazing farmers tending over 46,000 acres of farmland, harvesting over 3 million bushels per year.
The batter capital of the world.
From field to fork. Schedule your tour.
It's a real treat.
Visit battercapital.com.
Part of Team Kentucky.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
After being selected in January, Tyler Gates says Class 13 of the Kentucky Ag Leadership Program has been busy.
We have had a couple of stops in Lexington. Then we went to Louisville. Up there, we went to the Kentucky Farm Bureau headquarters. We went to Churchill Downs.
He adds our summer stop was in eastern Kentucky.
Stuff related to the wood industry. We got to go to, like, Kingsford Charcoal, a couple of sawmills. But we also got to see a couple of farms over in this area, too, which was, I think, some of the other class members really appreciated it because things are just done differently over here.
We'll continue our conversation on Tuesday. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.